Osiris.
Before we get into the show, we want to tell you about a partner we think you should know about called 1906. It's an edibles company, and they're going to have a really cool limited edition product release at Dick's this year. And we thought that this 12 Days to Dick's series would be a great time to tell you about this. 1906 has teamed up with Tom Marshall to create two limited edition designs called Amphibian Edition. This collaboration was, of course, inspired by Tom's band Amphibian, which began in 1999. This collaboration focuses on two of 1906's most show-friendly products, Go Beans, which are for energy, and Bliss Cups for happiness. And who doesn't need a little bliss every now and then, especially now, leading up to Dick's? So these two limited edition designs will be available in 8 to 10 stores in the Denver area starting Monday, August 27th. Each special edition packages features an amphibian-inspired design that commemorates the three-night run and culminates in the Bliss Lounge, which is going to be in the lot outside of Dick's both Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to go to Dick's, come by, see the space, say hello to Tom and the 1906 folks, and get fish-inspired makeup artistry for the show. So to find out where the amphibian editions are going to be around Denver and to get details on the Bliss Lounge, check out Instagram 1906. New highs, and we'll also put that in the show notes. Have fun out there.
Osiris.
Everybody, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is 12 Days to Dick's Quick Hits. Quick Hits to Dick's, whatever you want to call it. It's an internet sensation, and we appreciate you all being part of it. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, RJ. It's nice to be a part of this internet sensation with you.
94. It's 94 just feels like the first big year for fish. Is that generally true, do you think? Or is that like just...
Well, it's when I started showing different? Up, so it had to be big for them.
It was the first big Halloween show. It was the first big New Year's run. It was the first time
at
playing
Madison
MSG,
Square.
Right? Yeah. So it was the first Providence Bowie and the only. Cheers. Should we drink?
Yep. I'll drink. Again?
So, Jonathan, tell us about your 94 experience, because you got to see them a year before me, and I think that's really cool.
Well, I didn't see them that summer because I was seeing another band and doing some things. But when I first saw them, it was in the fall, and I saw the Grateful Dead the same week, and I still wanted to go back because it was so great. And then I saw them several more times a couple more times that year, and then booked up a ton of 95 after that, and it was time. Naturally, they didn't do spring in 95 because I was ready for them to do spring in 95.
the other band that you were seeing in 94 was Boyz II Men?
No, I was more of a Backstreet Boys guy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We called them the Boys, but it was, of course, the Grateful Deads.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. It's a good podcast I could tell you about if you want to. No, I'm just kidding.
I do want to. Is there one?
I don't know.
Is there one about the Grateful Dead where there's like history and interviews and music mixed together?
It seems a little cheap for me to do more than just make a joke about plugging it.
You are wearing your Osiris shirt, which is cool. So Jonathan, 94, we're going to play something from the summer, of course. And the fall 94 is something that I know much better, I think, than summer. But summer 94 has a lot of really, really good stuff. What do you remember in terms of listening or just sort of how would you describe where Fish was in terms of jamming between, 94 compared to 93?
Well, they were pushing even harder. So 93... particularly August 93 is when you can hear them kind of break through. And instead of just doing short tension jams, real type 2 jamming is starting to appear. And in 94, it's expanding.
Mm-hmm.
Matt made a great case for this transition and shift in jamming back in the tweezer explorations we did a while back. But to me, they're just getting more and more confident and fluid in changing in the modulations and the, you know, the shifts and tempos and just throwing caution to the wind to create new music on the fly.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's so many well-known shows from the summer of 94, including, of course, the Game Hen show from Great Woods, the Big Birch show, which was something I remember listening to a lot with like the Cavern Wilson, Cavern Tweezer, 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 something else, and lots of others, the Sugarbush show. But this is this show that we're going to feature this sequence from is pretty interesting and not something that I have listened to a ton.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of people know that You Enjoy Myself has the on Broadway teases, and I guess if you don't know yet, I'll tell you we're talking about June 14th, 1994, from the Civic Center at Des Moines, Iowa. So the You Enjoy Myself is possibly more well-known. And if you know that we're not playing that, you might guess that what we're going to play is the Gula Papyrus into Sweet Adeline into Digital Delay Loop Jam back into Gula Papyrus.
It's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool segment. And I will say that this... things got pretty crazy at this point in the tour. They had just come from Red Rocks, come through Kansas City, and this Des Moines show was a stop before Minneapolis and then Milwaukee, which the Milwaukee show would have just been a regular show, except that it was the night of the O.J. Simpson chase, right?
Right, and the Minneapolis show has a really, really outstanding Purple Rain, by the way.
Oh, just nice.
I want to say.
That's a good plug. I was going to point to the following night after the Milwaukee show, the 6/18/94 Chicago with the Divided Sky that Trey has told the story about before of, you know, feeling like he was floating and crying on stage and stuff, which is cool. But let's get back to Des Moines, because who doesn't want to get back to Des Moines, you know?
There's that old song about it, too. I don't remember it, but. No, there isn't.
Tell us about this sequence, Jonathan.
So the Gula, it starts out, seems pretty standard, great, you know. Mm-hmm. But then they get to the Ass Festival break, and they, instead of resuming Gula, they step forward, and without mics, they do Sweet Adeline. We tried to bring that up a little bit so you'll be able to hear it. And then when that's done, they resume with their instruments, but instead of going to Gula, they play a Digital Delay Loop Jam, which is short and intense. Like, mm-hmm. It's intense. It's crazy. And then Maybe I Should Be a Fly. He just finishes the song, and it's terrific. It's a real nice segment of music, and I think it's a good way to go with this tour without pulling out one of the deep Bowies or something, with like a Bowie Mind Left Body Bowie or something like that, which we should do at some point.
Yeah, that's really good.
Maybe not today.
That was, so Digital Delay Loop Jam, I think some people might confuse that with Dave's Energy Guide or some other kind of like weird thing that happens with electronic devices, but this is a different thing that they only used this jam, you know, 10 or so times. The last time was in the middle of Ascent of a Mule at the Great Went show that you saw.
That's correct. They did it that one time in Providence.
They did, right before the beginning of Bowie, and in the tweezer that's on a live one.
Hang on.
Oh, drink yes. And in the Bomb Factory, and basically every time they do it, it's an awesome show. So let's just let you listen to it, but tell you that this is a really cool show. And thanks, Jonathan, for choosing this to get us to kind of back to Des Moines, where we've always belonged.
I think that's how the song originally went, by the way. I don't know if you've seen that, but
I have not. But
there's some outtakes of the
yeah.
sessions. And
so, guys, thank you all, guys and gals. Thank you for listening and tuning in. And we're going to keep this going up to Dick's. And we're going to get into Summer 95 tomorrow, which contains many, many long, boring tweezers and other stuff that we will talk about.
Also, I will be fighting RJ on the next episode.
We're going to bring you something awesome tomorrow from 95. But enjoy this 94, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks, RJ.
Shit, I'm a tyrant. So when all she cares for every day, okay.